Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Ruby Ray. I'm your host, Jacqueline Norton. If you want to connect with me more, you can head over to my Instagram at Jacqueline Norton, JacqueLynnorton. Send me a DM. Let me know what you thought. Let me know if there's any other topics that you want to hear, that you want to talk about, other guests that you'd love to see on the show, and anything else at Jacqueline Norton, JacqueLynnorton. T-O-N. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ruby Ray podcast. This is your host, Jacqueline Norton. What is true beauty for you? This is a question that I had a massive learning and realization from after coming out of COVID. This realization around beauty and true beauty and the deeper meaning of beauty was literally the first thing to pull me out of sickness and back into the world after being sick in a room for like a week and a half. And it was noticing this beauty of a flower. And I know that can sound really out there or not relatable or whatever, but that really was my experience of realizing this deeper meaning, this deeper aspect of beauty, is when I realized that beauty is actually a portal into something much deeper. And if we get caught up in the surface beauty and the surface shine, which is so prevalent throughout a lot of society, then we really miss out on the mystery underneath. And so I was walking down this gravel pathway one day. I was on the coast of Oaxaca in Mexico, and after being just bedbound, too weak to get up or to eat, or this was like my first time seeing the light, and I finally had enough strength to go on a walk to get a coconut, and it was so weird being back in the sunshine and in the world, and I felt so disoriented and like a part of me was still in another world in this very liminal space. And I looked to my left and I saw this cascading wall of bougainvillea falling down, these fuchsia flowers falling down this terracotta wall. And if anyone knows, bougainvilleas are like so beautiful and they just grow wildly and they create these cascading trails. And it really stopped me in my tracks seeing that just the beauty of this scene. It completely was able to take me out of this really sick and weak feeling and transported me into a whole different reality, deeply connected with the moment I was in. And I just realized in that moment how beauty is a gateway to lure you in to the deeper realms within mundane life. So it's this way to merge the mystery and the mundane in one moment and bring you into a deeper experience than the one that you were having before. So think about how when you adorn yourself like an altar. So if you bring more of the sacred into your day through a beautiful dress or earrings or a necklace shimmering against your skin, or if you think about how fresh flowers instantly lift the vibration of a room, or how a clean room brings you into deeper peace and harmony and presence, or if you notice the way a skirt that just is moving in a way that feels right against your skin and it roots you more into your body and into the earth. Or think about the difference of putting on makeup with the intention of adorning your altar, or appreciating beauty, or recognizing yourself as a living, breathing altar, rather than putting on makeup to conceal or to hide or to cover a lack of confidence or self-worth. There's such different intentions and meanings behind beauty and how we can use beauty and really see beauty, because true beauty is the opposite of covering a lack of confidence or feeling like we need to hide our true self. So we're just going to cover ourselves with all of this makeup or all of these jewelry or whatever as a way to make us feel worthy. This is not that. That is not true beauty. True beauty, the deeper essence of beauty, is about revealing more of your inner radiance. It's about letting it be seen and letting it be known and letting it be witnessed in the world. And the difference is this kind of beauty has a spiritual component to it because it's coming from your depths. So the external beauty isn't surface level. So it's an outward emanation of something deeper, used with intention and with skill to bring one into relationship with the present moment. So the same way that you literally stop to smell the roses and you are transported for a moment in time out of the mundane and into the mystery, in that moment, the mundane and the mystery are merging as one. And this, in that moment when they merge, that is the true essence of beauty. That is the true deeper purpose of it. And you are no different. You are the living rose. You are no different than the rose. And so the secrets and the mystery live within you. And when someone looks deeply into your eyes, and it's like your beauty, like the petals of the rose, that creates a portal and a gateway into your deeper secrets. And that's really this ability that the true beauty and deeper beauty has, is to create this luring, this opening, this gateway into deeper aspects of reality that we weren't seeing before. Because what happens when we stop to smell the rose, or when we stop to appreciate a beautiful sunset, or when something catches our eye, in that moment, we come into a deep relationship with presence, and we're sort of, this opening happens, and we're able to travel through that opening into something deeper and more meaningful that's being revealed to us in that moment. And it's the beauty that creates the opening into those deeper revelations. So I feel like this works for me, and seeing beauty like this works for me, because to me, true beauty is so much about a deep connection to the moment. It's about, like I was saying, how a flower can stop everything and pull you in, or how the feel of a dress can drop you into such presence, or how the beauty of a person can just make your world stop and want you to take that moment in. Beauty is a portal into the present moment. And I think the hard thing about beauty in the areas where we get tripped up over it is the westernization of it, where it's created an overemphasis on it, where a mother might feel the pressure to look beautiful in society, and so they push this impossible and unhealthy surface level of beauty standards onto their daughters, and this makes their daughters turn against it, and in turn they turn against their own beauty. And so in this rejection of their own beauty, or in this needing to rebel against their mother's pressure or demands or expectations, they may gain weight to hide themselves or to protect themselves, or they might go to the other opposite end of the spectrum of developing eating disorders or other unhealthy ways of living as an attempt to meet their mother's impossible standards. And this is just an example within society, like how this distorted view of beauty can play out within the mother-daughter relationship or other relationships. But I think when it comes to beauty, there is sort of a big connection between the mother-daughter, because that's where we learn these ideas of beauty at a really young age, whether we're aware of it or not. And so all of this isn't true beauty. This is the distorted and unintegrated idea of the true meaning of beauty. And it's an inability to see and appreciate the deeper aspects of what it really means. So when we get caught up on the surface shine aspect of it, where it's all very, it doesn't go deeper. It just stays at the surface level of the externalized thing. There's nothing meaningful or more sacred about it. You know, you're putting on makeup or wearing a dress or getting jewelry or whatever, like accessories. And it's all kind of from this very materialistic place where it's not rooted in anything deeper, and it might be used as a way to conceal or to hide or to create kind of a false persona, versus a deeper revealing of your inner radiance and your inner expression that is just coming out. And this is really too bad that this distortion is so prevalent within society, because beauty is such a gift to this world, and your beauty is such a gift to this world, and it literally adds to the shine of this earth, and it's deeply healing for others, and it's deeply healing for yourself too when you allow yourself to be witnessed fully without hiding, allowing yourself to be seen, and allowing your inner radiance to be, to have an outward expression. Think about all of the little girls who innocently stare at themselves in a mirror, or they put on jewelry or bows or a purse, or they catch their reflection in a glass window and they're just looking back at themselves. And this is such an essential part of who we are, and or of who these little girls are. And it's not done in a vain way. It's not like this little girl's having an ego trip. She's in a sense adoring herself. She's doing this in a self-loving way, in a curiosity for her own expression and her own reflection looking back at her within the world. And there's a lot of innocence and a lot that we can really learn from watching the way that little girls will just carry themselves and express themselves in the world, because it's very authentic and natural, and it is in a way showing us a pathway back to how beauty is a part of coming into deeper relationship with ourselves, and it's a part of becoming our own best friend and loving how we express ourselves in the world and genuinely liking the person staring back at you in the mirror, instead of hiding from ourselves or feeling like we need to conceal more of ourselves or that we need to change a part of ourselves. True beauty is coming into this deep relationship with the moment itself, with the moment that you are in, seeing how it can be a tool to go deeper, and then also about coming into relationship with ourselves and how do we want to express ourselves? How do we want to reveal ourselves? Are we willing to be seen? Are we willing to be witnessed? Are we willing to open ourselves enough to allow our beauty to be seen? Because that can also feel vulnerable too, especially if we were taught with different unhealthy expressions of beauty, or we didn't have anyone modeling it to us in a healthy way. Maybe it wasn't appreciated at all and it was made out to seem like it was a bad thing, like it was really shallow, or there just wasn't any sort of appreciation or focus on that at all. Or maybe it was another end of the extreme where the only focus was on the outward appearance and on this very surface level idea of beauty, and there might have been a lot of pressure or expectation around it or comparison around it. And so all of these things, all of these kind of more unhealthy and unintegrated aspects of beauty can cause us to have a confusing relationship with it, and it can take away from the true meaning of what it really is about and what it means to walk in beauty, to live in beauty, to prioritize beauty, and what that is really doing to us on a deeper soul level when we are walking with a reverence and with an appreciation and with an honor for beauty, because we know that beauty is really just a gateway into the mystery. And so this is where it's gone wrong with beauty, is where we've forgotten the deeper meaning of it, and we've been lured by the surface shine of these Western beauty ideals and plastic surgery and Botox and the Kardashianization of beauty. And so we've been lured into the illusion, into the dream spell, rather than being lured deeper into truth, which is what's living in the present moment below the surface. So true beauty has the ability to take us here. And when contemplating true beauty, think about the difference between a fake plant and a real one, and how fake plant may add a visual appeal to a room, but a real plant adds life and depth and vitality and an unspoken energy to a space. It makes us stop and notice it and breathe it in and appreciate it. And when we're appreciating the plant, we are in the moment. We are connected to all of life. life. So the true purpose and the deeper purpose of beauty is it's a gateway. It's a portal. It's what draws us out of the dark ashes and into the presence of the mundane. It whispers or enchants us or calls us forward into this deeper meaning, into this deeper relationship with the moment itself. True beauty in this way is a gatekeeper. It is an entry point into a different world with deeper understanding, presence, and communion with our world, especially the one within us. It's the grace gifted in the long exhale. It's the moment of pause. It's the lingering sliver of wonder where imagination enters. The innocence of beauty invites us into deeper relationship with the mundane. We mistake so much about beauty and overlook its true meaning in exchange for the superficial, fake, surface-level shine, fogged by beliefs from our societal programming. But the true roots of beauty grow far deeper for those with eyes to see it. In reality, its true purpose, true meaning, is far more intentional and mysterious. Beauty, true beauty, is a door into wonder, into reverence, into worship, into dancing with the divine on a morning walk and calling it life. Hey loves, would you like to find out the best places in the world for you to fall in love, to be successful, to become famous, to experience a deeper expansion and just joy of living? There are certain places on the earth based on your own birth chart that hold archetypal and planetary energies supporting deeper outcomes and expressions in your life. So there is a place for you where you feel more in your feminine and more connected to creativity and art and flow and expression. There's a place for you where you naturally gain attention from the outer world and are more likely to be seen in what you're doing and creating and have more success and more outward radiant expression of your identity. There is a place where you are more likely to have a wonderful and peaceful and harmonious home life and have a family, in places where your success can easily skyrocket and expand and your message can be heard. And these are all based on the intersection of time and space. It creates a entry point into these energies, and they're all different for all of us based on our own birth chart. We all have our unique map and our unique blueprint. This can be found in an astrocartography chart. So between now and Lionsgate, August 8th, I will be giving away 3 astrocartography readings. All you have to do is go leave a review for the podcast. When you are done, email me at Jacqueline, J-A-C-L-Y-N, at myrubyray.com. And on the 8th of August, I will pick 3 winners to be giving away 3 astrocartography birth chart readings, and you can find out the best places in the world for you to thrive.